Igiagig is more than halfway through their local foods challenge. The village decided to try eating only locally produced food for 6 weeks when the students read about a similar project in Australia. They also incorporated a traditional hike into the challenge. About 24 adults and elementary to high schoolers took on the backpacking trip that was almost the distance of a marathon. They kept up the food challenge along the way. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Big Mountain is a traditional meeting place between people from Igiagig and Kakanak. It's a 23-mile hike from Igiagig. There was no dehydrated camping food to lighten the packs of the backpackers who braved the 4-day hike in the wind and rain. Since the walk was a part of the food challenge, their packs included moose, dry fish, and fresh produce. Kaylee Hill is an Igiagig 8th grader who finished the hike.
It was tough because some of us had to carry like apples and heads of lettuce and stuff like that instead of just packing like Mountain House.
All seem to agree that one part of the trip was the hardest. Tate Gooden was one of the adult leaders on the hike.
Everybody had to swim across Belinda Creek, which was part of the climax of the trip. That was our biggest obstacle. After walking most of the day along the beach, it was flooded due to the wind. So we were walking through waves. We were already wet. And then at the end of the day, we had to swim across a frigid creek. It was a little daunting, but everybody rose with the occasion.
The first group that swam across got a fire going so everybody could dry out quickly. The sun came out on Saturday for the final stretch of the hike. They celebrated with a traditional foods feast at Big Mountain, which folks who'd stayed behind in the village were able to bring up by skiff. Then, because there's a runway at Big Mountain, they are all able to fly home.
And I think at the end, everyone was empowered by the fact that we made it.
Back in Igiagig, the local food challenge continues. Moose meat dipped in seal oil, bone soup, dry fish, and berries are just some of the foods that Igiagig has been dining on for the last few weeks. Many have made accommodations, participating in the challenge with differing degrees of rigor. Some have decided to only eat foods produced in Alaska. Some have resolved to stick with minimally processed whole foods. That's Kaylee Hill's goal. She says that the challenge has made her take stock of what she was eating, and she noticed a change since she started eating more healthily.
I feel like I'm getting a lot more sleep than I used to get.
The 6-week project wraps up on October 28th. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.